Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Series of wrap-up roundup episodes of the mixtape as we near the end of 2014, bringing you some of my favorite releases of the past year. My name is Brian Cleveland. The mixtape is a program that airs live at a local 107.3 FM every Tuesday morning in St. John, New Brunswick from 9 to 10 a.m., bringing you some of my favorite, latest, and greatest new Canadian releases every single week. And that also has a heavy focus on both the local area to the program and the Maritimes as a whole, but also sort of the entire region of the country. And this show is also rebroadcast both on local FM and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Program Exchange, sharing fine syndicated programming across Canada, all kinds of great community radio stations. And so you could be listening to this about anywhere. So thanks so much for tuning in once again. And you can also find this for your own personal download to listen to at your own convenience at radioforall.net or by searching in iTunes for the mixtape. and downloading the show every single week or subscribing, and it'll come to you through the pleasure of automatic downloads. So go check that out. And you can also find information on Facebook by searching for the Mixtape Facebook group, and you can contribute and join in on conversation. Last week in the program, we brought you my favorite St. John-based releases of 2014, and now we're going to focus on the rest of the Maritimes, and we're probably going to hear from mostly records coming out of Fredericton, Halifax, and Sackville, sort of the bigger regions where there's loads happening musically, all kinds of great stuff, but we might sort of travel all around the Maritimes, depending on how many different releases we're able to touch on. So much good music coming out in the last year that it'll be very difficult to choose, and I'll try to bring you as many different releases as possible. We kicked it off with Emotional Problems out of Fredericton. That was their release 3, and it came out in October, so near the end of the year, sort of a newer release. You can find it on flor.bandcamp.com. That's E-F-F-L-O-R. And this is a project by Hayden Wheeler. It's been growing over the last couple of years, really interesting stuff as he sort of slowly expands what the project sounds like, and he releases all of this music available for free, and he's been starting this little bit of a record label group on that Bandcamp page and been releasing some other Fredericton releases on there recently, including such cool bands as Tortue and others, and you should go check that out. All the music is available for free. There's also a Facebook page that you can find, E-F-F-L-O-R. Heard him speak a little bit at a New Brunswick Emerging Musicians workshop in Fredericton not all that long ago, talking about why he thinks that music should be released for free, or at least allowing people to choose to pay whatever they want, and pretty interesting to hear him speak a little bit about that. But you can also support them through Patreon, which is a service that you can choose to donate through as well. So go check all that out and definitely sling some of your hard-earned cash their way. They definitely deserve it, producing cool music out of Fredericton, New Brunswick, and definitely looking forward to what they have coming forward in the new year. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Old and Weird. They put out a new record this year in August called What I Saw. Really interesting group based in Halifax. Previously a quartet, now a trio. And that trio includes St. Johnner, Allison Higgins, and all-female group putting out really fun, weird pop tunes. And we're going to hear a track called Blight Beat from that record. Definitely one that I played a fair amount in the last couple of months of the year. And then we're going to hear from Monomyth. Huge year for Monomyth. They were always putting out some pretty interesting stuff. Been paying attention to them for a little while now, ever since 2012, when they put out their self-titled release, and then in 2013, King Does This Not Please You, Behold the Power, a really fun EP that we played a fair amount on the station and definitely on this show. And then they finally put out a full length in the summer of 2014, back in July, on Mint Records. So great to see them getting signed to one of my favorite record labels in Canada and getting a big push all across the country. Charted number one on Earshot, which tracks the most played records on community radio across Canada every single week. And they were number one for quite some time and also did lots of different touring. The group's seen some changes and I think they have some new members, so interesting to see what they'll look like in some time. I've unfortunately never actually seen them live. They've come through the city a couple of times and I miss them every time. And both times, most recently, I was in Ottawa each time. So that's kind of a hilarious happenstance. So hopefully you get to check them out sometime in the future. We're going to hear a track called Patsy, one of my favorites from the record. And they also put out a really interesting video for this, which was created by Seth from Dog Day, and you should go check that out as well. So you're tuned into the Mixtape. Keep it locked right here. We're going to bring you over the hours some of my favorite Maritime releases, aside from St. John, New Brunswick bands, over the rest of the program. And here is Old and Weird. We'll be right back. summer 2014 July debut record, Saturnalia Regalia. That was Monomyth with one of my favorite tracks from that release, and a very cool video called Patsy from that Halifax group releasing their debut release on another of my favorite Canadian record labels, Mint Records, in this past year, and all kinds of great stuff happening for them in 2014, really getting a big push by being one of the main releases from Mint Records in 2014, a record label that has released great albums from such groups as Tough Age, Jay Arner, Rennie Wilson, and so many more, as well as the Pack AD and others. And they got tons of play and support all across community radio in 2014, becoming the most played album for a couple of weeks across Canada on community radio in 2014. So great for them. Really great, hardworking group of fellas out of Halifax. And you should definitely go check out that release. Looking forward to what else they're going to be coming up with in the near future. Hopefully we'll hear more from them in 2015, and hopefully I'll get a chance to catch them live. I've missed them a couple of times as they've toured across the Maritimes and never really had the chance, so looking forward to catching them sometime in the near future. You also heard in that set Old and Weird with a track called Blight Beat from their 2014 release, What I Saw, also released this summer and also from Halifax, and another fine group that we're looking forward to hearing what they do more in the future, and we'll definitely be playing whatever it is on the mixtape. As we bring you this week some of my favorite Maritime releases, last week bringing you some of my favorite St. John, New Brunswick releases of 2014, now we venture into the rest of the Maritimes outside of St. John. Last week heard from such artists as Bad People, Tooth and the Fang, Little You, Little Me, None, all kinds of others, and running out of time, not being able to play some of my other favorites, which include Brent Mason, Sir, and others releasing great releases in 2014. Many of them available for very reasonable prices or free on Bandcamp, so go check that out. You're also going to want to check out releases from such artists as Gary Flanagan and the Stegosaurus and Sharktooth Records crew, all of which we've heard from over the last year and last week. And starting off this week's show, as I just mentioned, playing some of my favorite Maritime releases, was Emotional Problems way back at the beginning of the program with a track called Hurricane Arthur from their release 3. It only makes sense at this point to move on to Nap Eyes after hearing from Monomyth, involving many of the same band members. This is a fairly different project from that one, Monomyth being, you know, some weird pop songs, weird rock songs, and Nap Eyes being sort of a focus on longer tracks, more sort of standard rock, fuzzed out rock tracks, and definitely sounds like there might be some influence on them from such groups as My Bloody Valentine and the like. And we're going to hear from their release of 2014, which I believe was their debut record, called Wine of the Mystic. We're going to hear a track called Dreaming Solo. And then we're going to move on to Cousins, keeping the focus on Halifax for the time being. This record was recorded back in 2012 in Toronto and came out in May of 2014, retaining the duo that has been Cousins over the last couple of years, and following up their March 2012 release, The Palm at the End of the Mind. As you can imagine, as this was sort of recorded not all that long after the release of the record, definitely musically, sonically, keeping in the same sort of vein. And if you're a big fan of anything they put out in the past, you'll be a big fan of this record as well. It's called The Halls of Wickwire. It was released on Hand Drawn Dracula in the early part of the summer, late spring, if you will. They also had other cool records out this year. You should definitely check out what's going on with that record label. They put out another record I really enjoyed in August, a self-titled one by a band called Wish. They also put out a compilation of all of their artists in the summer and other fine records. You can go to handdrawndracula.com and check out what they have in the mix. So we're going to hear from Nap Eyes, starting off with a track called Dreaming Solo, and then Cousins. You're going to hear a track called Body off of the Halls of Wickwire right here on the mixtape, bringing you some of my favorite Maritime releases of 2014. Lots more to come, so keep it locked right here. from their hand-drawn Dracula released record, that was Halifax's Cousins with a track from The Halls of Wickwire coming out in May of 2014. One of my favorite Maritime releases of 2014, you heard a track called Body, and also out of Halifax was Nap Eyes. They had a new one in 2014, and you heard a track called Dreaming Solo. Bring you a program full of some of my favorite Maritime releases of 2014. The previous episode was directly from St. John, my favorite local releases, and now we sort of travel the rest of the Atlantic provinces, hearing from such groups as Old and Weird, Monomyth, Emotional Problems, and the most recent set in the program so far, and a few more to come your way as well. We're going to hear from an album that I almost played last week, sort of ran out of time, and I'm still torn about how they should be recognized, because the band members coming from New Brunswick, a pop duo, experimental pop duo that is technically from New Brunswick, but as far as I can tell, has been based exclusively in Halifax. Though from other information, I think that a lot of the music was recorded in New Brunswick, so it's kind of up to you. But either way, pretty cool group, and it is Vogue Dots, a group that has put out a lot of music in 2014. Very excited to see what they're going to come forward with in the next year. They released their debut EP, Tosca, in May of 2014, and that was sort of a collection of originals and covers, then releasing a single in June of 2014, which is entitled Way with Silence. That would be the single from their second EP of 2014 called Mauka, and that came out in October. We're going to hear a track from that one entitled Jealous Arts. Pretty much played all the tracks that they have out from both EPs over the show over the previous year. Really great stuff. You can find it on vogue-dots.bandcamp.com. We're going to move on to another Halifax release from Fossil Cliffs. An interesting thing about the Maritimes, and this might apply to other larger cities as well, but we have lots of small cities with very strong music communities. And the great thing is I can usually point to one or two collectives or labels to sort of say, if you're going to check out anything, if you want to find out the best music coming out of X community, go here. And for St. John, I feel like that's Sharptooth Records. They're putting out some of the strongest releases, and collectively in Fredericton recently, it's been Eflor. We've heard from Emotional Problems, and there's loads of other groups on there as well. And then you can also go to Sackville and point to the Youth Trains Records folks, or Sappy Fest and all that sort of stuff happening there. But for Halifax, for me, you can just go to Acadian Embassy, and a really great collective of all kinds of different music and musicians. You will hear from A.A. Wallace, Quado, Quiet Parade, Rain Over St. Ambrose, some great stuff. And one of the releases that they put out in 2014 was the new full length from Quato called The Great Upheaval, but we're not going to play from that. Really dig that release. Not where we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on Fossil Cliffs, which is a solo project from one of Quato's members, Mike Dion. He recorded a debut EP in the basement of the Embassy, which is the home of the Acadian Embassy, and all kinds of cool little tracks that draw from many different influences. There's some sort of pop rock stoner sludge on there, lots of jangly washed out guitars on other tracks, and we're going to hear a track called Cold. This EP was released in October, and looking forward to what he's going to bring forward in the next year as well, both with his solo works and with Quato. So you're tuned into the mixtape. Here is Vogue Dots. We'll be right back. That was Cold by Fossil Cliffs right here on Local 107.3 FM's The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, bringing you generally an hour of fine new Canadian music every single week. But we have a series sort of ending the year that was 2014, bringing you some tracks from some of my favorite releases, starting off in the previous episode with my favorite local releases to the program in St. John, New Brunswick, now into the rest of the Maritimes, and the following episode will be the rest of Canada outside of the Maritimes. That was from a release that you can find online at fossilcliffs.bandcamp.com. You can buy the digital record for $5, and that being Mike Dion's solo project outside of his regular group Quato, and recording all of the instruments and vocals in the basement of the Acadian Embassy. Canadian Embassy being a pretty cool collective, releasing all kinds of releases as well. This record, sort of a mix of indie rock, psychedelic rock, garage rock, and loads of different stuff to be found on this self-titled EP. Before that, you heard from Vogue Dots, a duo of New Brunswickers currently based in Halifax, having a huge 2014, releasing two EPs, and you heard the latest, which was released in October, called Mauka, and you heard a track called Jealous Arts. Sort of becoming a little bit of a theme here, and sort of speaks a little bit to the transient nature of Maritimers throughout the rest of the Maritimes. We are going to focus on two more groups of people who have lived in sort of different places in the Maritimes. The Grubbies is coming up next. You're going to hear from their debut EP called New to Cool. Two of the members, Adam Mowry and Andrew Mazerol, with roots in St. John, but now based in Halifax, but the EP being mastered by St. John's Corey Bonnevie, who you heard last week on the Little You, Little Me record. He also was involved in some of the other releases that we played last week as well. Pretty cool East Coast jangly pop. It only made sense that these two fellas would team up to produce a new band. They've been involved in loads of his solo stuff. Adam Mowry also playing in the Wooden Wives previously, and Andrew Mazerol involved in such groups as the Telecast, and also Muncho Joe. We're going to hear a track called Cop Car. Heard this one loads on the station when it first came out back in July 2014. And another fella moving his way through the Maritimes is John McKeel. In 2014, he put out a self-titled EP in June as he moved from Halifax to Sackville. This is his first release in a couple of years. Really great garage rock sort of stuff. Pretty cool weirdo pop stuff, as you sort of expect to hear lots of in the Maritimes. And we're going to hear a track called Tropical Depression right here on the Mixtape as I bring you some of my favorite Maritime releases of 2014.
I'm going to try and jump the driver of the bus and grab the wheel. I'm going to smash down on the gas until I hear the tire. Every child on the earth. I'll do them harm, I'll grab their arms and give them all Indian burn. Until I hear the tires. every few moons. I am right on each mistake that I've made. Song and dance, but not like the last one. Make us remember we're under the sun. To count out all our blessings and look up at the surrounding. Leave all your troubles.
And that was John McKeel with Tropical Depression from his 2014 self-titled EP, as we slowly round down some of my favorite Maritime releases of 2014, aside from St. John and Brunswick, because we focused on local releases in the previous episode. You also heard from the Grubbies with a track from their debut EP called New to Cool, and that was a track called Cop Car. As I just mentioned, I've been bringing you some of my favorite Maritime releases of 2014. They've been from Sackville, Halifax, and Fredericton predominantly. We heard from Emotional Problems, Old and Weird, Monomyth, Napeye's Cousins, Vogue Dots, Fossil Cliffs, and the aforementioned Grubbies and John McKeel so far in the show. And time for just about one more. Thanks so much for tuning in. These are all releases that we've heard from pretty much over the last year of the program, and the show every single week brings you new emerging Canadian music with a heavy focus on the Maritimes and also the region of this show, as I come to you live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And the show airs live on that station every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for a full hour of great new Canadian music, and also elsewhere, both on this station and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Program Exchange, which shares fine syndicated programming across community radio, and thank you to wherever you might be listening to the show. Also available at your own convenience at radioforall.net and by subscription to the podcasting service on iTunes. Thanks so much for checking out the show. I hope you tune in again in the near future. All right, we're going to close out the show with the Olympic Symphonium, a group I admittedly never really gave much of a fair shake in the past. Just sort of passed off as acoustic, low energy, chill folk music, which wasn't always necessarily something I'm all that interested in. But this record I gave a really good listen to, and lots of the songs really started growing me. Great record. It's entitled Chance to Fate, and it actually won the Recording of the Year Anglophone Award in the Music New Brunswick Awards in October of 2014. It was released on Forward Music Group in March and produced by Joshua Van Tassel and the Olympic Symphonium. Josh Van Tassel, another artist we've played on this radio show before and putting out music on their avant-garde side label, Backward Music. And Forward Music Group being a label that was created by the members of Olympic Symphony and put out their own music, but has been putting out all kinds of great releases. They have put out releases by Michael Fuhrstack, and then he has a new one coming out in 2014 that people are definitely looking forward to, and we'll hear from in the program. Also putting out releases from Paper Beat Scissors, Jana Lauren, Grand Theft Bus, Alan Jeffries, Gypsophilia, and many, many more. So artists that we've played on the show and artists who will definitely be featuring on the show whenever they have new music out in the future. Also, one of the members heavily involved in Shivering Songs, a cool music festival in Fredericton that I'm looking forward to attending for the first time next year. That one's been going on for a little bit of time now, and all kinds of great artists coming for that again this year. So go check that out if you're interested in learning about a winter music festival in Fredericton, New Brunswick. So that will basically do it for this program, bringing you my favorite Maritime releases of 2014. Looking forward to bringing you another episode after this one, bringing you some of my favorite Canadian releases outside of the Maritimes. And after that, my old co-host Tom O'Connell will be joining me again for our regular 3-hour special, bring our 15 favorite records of 2014 early in 2015. So lots more details to bring you about that. Stay tuned for more great community programming on the way, and go check out the Mixtape Facebook group for updates in the future. Here is a track from the Olympic Symphonium's new record, Chance to Fate. It's entitled Sacred Sun. Have a great day now.